All right. Wish to greet you all in Jesus' precious name this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. We just ask for your help. Lord, we thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy to us. Lord, we just ask that you'd be with us. Give us wisdom as we open your word. Lord, give us hearts, Father, strong hearts, Father, to pursue and to do your will, to walk in the light. Again, we just thank you. Help us be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 1. In the boys' lesson this morning, Job, in Job 12, where they were reading, it told about how God was in control of all things, about His sovereignty. Some people take that sovereignty and take man's will out of it. We don't believe that at all. We believe man has a will that God will not usurp. But when that will is surrendered to whatever direction it goes, God's sovereignty takes control. And then He directs the path that people go down. That's what I want to talk about this morning. I want to begin here in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. We'll stop there just for a minute. God has revealed Himself to mankind. If we didn't have one word of the Bible with us, you and I know right and wrong. You and I know that there is something in this world that is calling us to turn from it. You and I know that there is good and evil in the world. That is just something that is instilled in man. And it is written in every one of our hearts. We may not understand all the concepts about God. And that's what has been a real big confusion to a lot of people. People have substituted believing with understanding concepts. And that is not what believing is. Believing is following the truth when you see it and when you know it and putting it into practice and not rejecting it. It's the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen. When you break down your life Would you just think of the reality of your existence in this earth and on this earth? What do you see? You see that you're here, but just for a short time, and that your life is going to be past. A lot of people see that and they think, well, it's going to be short. I better make the best of it. And a lot of people think, this is going to be short. I better do the best I can. I better be what I need to be. These things are clearly seen. We know there's more to life. These things have been revealed from us. Verse 19. Or verse 20. For the invisible things... Verse 21. Because that... when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible men, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, to change the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of woman, burned in their own lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which is meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Whenever man departs from God and he walks in darkness, the light goes out. And when the light goes out, darkness comes in. It's just that simple. Whenever God gives someone over to a reprobate mind, this is what happens, and this is what comes out. We are not depraved because we become deformed when Adam sinned. We are depraved because we're walking in darkness, separated from God. Christ came into this world so that we could be reconciled and return back to that light and return back to Him. But God, whenever someone turns from Him and walks away from Him, turns them to a reprobate mind, where they can't understand anymore, and they can't think anymore clearly. This is one of the most dangerous places. This is the most dangerous thing, when God leaves a man. These things here are evidence of a soul that is separated from God. In turn to Isaiah now. Chapter 3. For behold, the Lord, verse 1, of hosts doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet, and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50, and the honorable man, and the counselor, and the cunning artificer, and the eloquent orator. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, Thou hast clothing, be our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be a healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of His glory. The show of their countenance does witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for there they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err, and destroy the ways of thy path. The Lord standeth up to plead, and standeth to judge the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of His people, and the princes thereof. For ye have eaten up the vineyard, the spoil of the poor is in your houses. We'll stop there. Here is another example of what happens when people turn from the Lord. Whenever just like in Job there, where they were reading this morning, God turns things upside down. And people look for a leader, and there is none. They look for wisdom, they can't find it. They grope in darkness. A lot of times we read in the book of Revelations about the judgments that are coming upon this earth. And we think about the fire falling from heaven and the sea turning to blood and the frogs and the plagues and all the things that are coming upon the earth. And we're waiting and looking and watching for all these great signs and things being destroyed and things falling down. And we're waiting and waiting and watching for all these judgments to start falling. I think they're already falling. I think we're looking for some material sign to be happening. And I think God is talking, whenever He talks about plagues, is wicked teachings. spiritual things that are happening upon the earth. People being deceived, just in waves and plagues. Look at how fast some of these foolish, wicked sounding churches just grow and flourish. It's like a plague. A disease affects just a little bit and then it just takes over the whole thing. That's a plague. The plague of the evangelical gospel that has just poisoned the world is part of the judgments of God upon this world. Men not wanting to retain the truth when they look for a lie. And God just lets the plague grow. The judgments that are coming upon this earth, that are happening right now, the darkness that's coming into this earth. This place is a dark place. The idea, whenever you talk to people, how many people do you talk to that really even care about the judgment day? That really even care about how they live, or about their soul? This is from God. Man has chosen his path, and God is letting them walk in it. Man rejects light, and he turns into darkness. The different things that are fallen. Verse 12 here it says, "And as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. My people, they which lead thee, cause thee to err, and destroy the way of thy paths." This is a judgment. It's not just something that's going to happen. These are things that God is going to allow to happen as a judgment. Look at how things are going in this world and in the church. Forget the world. Women are running the show. I'm not just talking about the churches that just completely ignore what the Bible says and have women preachers. It's way beyond that. Women manipulating their husbands, getting out of their place. They're ruling and over men. This is just completely rampant. The more I look at the plain churches, the more I see what's going on, the more I see a woman's hand behind most of it. Men or women being able to take their husband and just make some accusations about him, and a church stands up and tries to separate them from their home. To separate their home. That's a woman ruling over. That's a judgment of God. And the men are thinking they're wise and compassionate because they're listening to their wives. It's a bunch of nonsense, and it is a judgment of God. Their children are their oppressors. People are just allowing children just to control their lives, chasing after their children, whatever the children want. I don't know how many people I've saw leave godly principles following their children right out the door. That's a judgment of God for people who won't walk in the truth. We just see things so many times. Men refusing to walk in the truth. You know, we think about the straight and narrow road. You know, we think there's a big Broadway path and then there's one that's just pretty straight and narrow. The more I see that, the more I think that, the narrower I think that little road is. There are just so many pitfalls and so many ways to fall off of the side of that little narrow path that God has given us. We can make it, but we're in a dangerous time. We're in a dark time. There's so many people that think that they can keep all the rules of God, keep all of His commandments, and think that they're Christians. But then turn and walk against the light. I remember so well one man, whenever they were beginning to ask questions about what we were doing, and we began to shed some light to him. And he just told us, he said, "I don't want to have any more light because I'll have to make a decision then. I don't care how holy that man lives or how holy that man walks. If he don't want any more light, he's in darkness. Black darkness. Because it's light that God hates people when they sin. It's light that God pours His wrath. When people reject His light, that's when God pours His darkness upon man. That's when man chooses his own path and God lets him walk in that path. You can have a church that just keeps all of the truth and still have complete darkness. It's the light that separates men from darkness. It's God and His light that separates us and keeps us walking on that straight and narrow path. You can keep the commandments of God without faith. But you can't have faith without keeping God's commands. That's a narrow, narrow path. It's easy to see both sides of it, and both sides can look into the other camp and say, "Oh, they're just legalists." And the others say, "Oh, they're just completely apostate." Someone that's obeying looks over at someone who says they have faith and don't have works, and they say, "Oh, that's ridiculous." But someone that has this faith and sees someone over there the way they live, and it's a dead works, and they think that the same thing. But right in the middle that they just overlook, there's a straight and narrow path that walks by faith, that walks in the light, that winds up lining up with the truth of the Scriptures, that lines up with obedience and walking in the truth. It doesn't just pretend that God is going to do something for them. It walks in that light. And whenever a man refuses to walk in that light, he's chosen darkness. Darkness is one of the judgments. I look in Revelation and I look in Genesis where God, or in Exodus, where God led the children out of Israel, out of Egypt, and He poured His judgments upon Egypt so that they would release the people of God. And I look, there's a lot of comparisons there about the judgments that God poured upon the earth. The darkness that God poured out at one time, one of the judgments. It was so dark that light wouldn't penetrate it. The Bible says in Revelation that there's a darkness coming where men will even gnaw their tongues because of the darkness. Some of the things that everybody's waiting, thinking that global warming, well, if I recycle my plastic, I'll help global warming. Global warming is coming because man's rebellion against God. Not because you burn a piece of plastic once in a while. Global warming is something, this world's changing. It's getting ready to implode on itself because of the weight of sin. Because of the darkness that man is plunging it into. It's not going to destroy itself because of the little things, how we use it, because we run our lawnmower. That's not what brings global warming. Global warming is brought on by darkness, the judgments of God. This earth is going to fall because of God's judgments. It's sin that's doing it. Because men love darkness rather than light. All the earthquakes and all the things that the earth is doing, the Bible said it would all happen that way. But it's not because just your environmental choices. It's a judgment of God upon men. And men are trying to fix it by any way they can except walking in the light and repenting. Revelation says He'll hail, rain hail, fire, and brimstone upon this earth. He'll do all kinds of these plagues, and yet men will still not repent of their sin. And I think those plagues are all around us. God is trying to give us the wake-up signs, just like whenever we see a cloud coming, it begins to get dark. Then we begin to see lightning. Then it comes a rain. God's standing over this earth, and it's a dark shadow that's cast upon this earth. Because God's judgment is coming. Got an article this week from someone talking about the fire and the brimstone that's going to be coming on the earth. And can't even see the darkness and the disease and the plague and the things that are coming upon this earth. Seen something about mental disease, how it's just gone completely through the roof. Right over here in Pier City, they've got a Clark's Mental Health. They've got little silver cars. And I've seen up to number 31 in license plates for the mental health unit in Pier City. And there's one over here in Monette. 31 different cars just dealing with mental health. 31 little cars that this outfit has. And it's all about mental health. People are going crazy. Why? Because of their diet? What is it? It's because of the judgment of God. It's a plague. Is it because of their own? Sometimes, but a lot of times it's just because God has drawn Himself out of this world, and the plagues are going to affect everybody. Whenever God allows His judgments to come, it's a horrible thing. We just get used to it. Oh, well, yeah, now that's just normal. That doesn't change it. We need to watch. We need to see this. These things that are happening. These things that are troubling everyone. The diseases. It's not because some physical thing's going wrong. It's because men have chosen to walk in darkness. These things are all judgments of God. Back to Romans 1. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. People that are homosexuals, they don't know what they're doing anymore. A lot of them. God may have mercy on some and show them. But for the most part, God has gave them up to where they don't even know or care anymore. Something was said this morning about people being deceived. And they're convinced that they're right. They know they're on the right path. The Bible talks about people killing the righteous. They think that they're doing a God a service. They don't have a twinge of conscience to wonder, is this really right or not? God has given them over. We think sometimes we comfort ourselves. Well, I used to hear this all the time. Well, they knew the truth. They know the truth. They know better. They were brought up in church. I don't have much confidence in that. Whenever someone is doing wrong, they don't know better anymore because they've been given over to a reprobate mind. It's God's grace that penetrates that reprobate mind and says, you can return. It's God's grace that penetrates that reprobate mind and makes you feel guilty for your sin. It's God's grace that penetrates that darkened mind and said, here's some light. Return to it. And that makes people feel bad. We'd rather comfort ourselves and make ourselves feel better in this life and just stay right on that reprobate path where God doesn't bother us anymore. That's where the world's at. They don't want God bothering them anymore. They don't want to hear that they're doing something wrong. And they don't care. And that not caring is the judgment of God on a reprobate mind. Bring on the earthquakes. Bring on the hail and fire and brimstone coming from heaven. That's nothing compared to a reprobate mind judgment. All that stuff can do is kill your body. But a reprobate mind damns your soul to hell. People get scared about the judgments that are coming in Revelation. That's nothing. Those are nothing. Blood running to the bridle bits of the horses. Strikes fear in men's hearts. And then they'll run out and just do whatever they want to and walk against darkness, or walk against light and choose darkness. And that's what should strike fear in men's hearts. Being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetous, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. All of these things, you know, we pick out three or four of them and think, boy, I'm glad I'm not one of them. But when you look at all of them, unmerciful, proud, without understanding, backbiters, boasters, disobedient to parents, inventors of evil things, it's all in the same camp. Walking in the light transforms us. Changes us from these things to the things of God. And you know that's so. That's how God has tried to tell us. We know these things are wrong. And God has written it on our hearts, trying to show us. But men would rather choose these things than to walk in light. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. In Proverbs, the Bible says that when their judgment comes upon them, I'll mock and I'll laugh at their calamity. Because when I offered them light, they rejected it. You can paint your picture about a little sissy God all you want to. But our God is a consuming fire. Our God is one that will laugh at foolish man's calamity when it comes upon him. People try to say they've just hijacked Jesus to the point where there's no way he could be anything other than what they think. But our God is a God that will make judgments. Our God is a God that offers light, and any who reject it will be rejected by Him. Our God hates things that destroy and divide. The things that people do and they say, this is the way God made me. I used to argue with them and say, no, God didn't make you that way. But anymore, I believe God did make them that way. But it wasn't because He wanted them that way. It's because they chose. And He just let them be. God loves us enough to let us have our will. That's where God's love's at, in our will. And He lets us make our own choices to walk in the light or walk in darkness. And when we choose to walk in darkness, how great is that darkness? It's a fearful thing. God's judgments are a fearful thing. Look past the physical judgments that cause this world to tremble. And look at the real judgments that God puts. We've seen people that walked in light and they chose to walk in darkness, and just immediately you could see the change in the way they lived. Not talking about a super spiritual, super false spiritual righteousness. I'm talking about walking in faith and light and truth. May the Lord add His blessings. Father, thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and Your mercy to us. Help us be faithful to You, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, where we fail You, God. Lord, we just throw ourselves upon Your mercy, Father. You're our only hope, Lord, out of this world. Lord, You're our only help. Lord, we just ask that You'd help us, Father. As the world closes in and the darkness falls, Father, and the judgments come upon us. Lord, You are our refuge, Father. Deliver us. Help us to guard ourselves and be strong against the temptation to be drawn into darkness. Lord, we are weak against Satan, Father. We just pray for Your power upon our lives, that we would be a light, that we'd not be entangled with the things of this world. In Jesus' name. Amen.